Welcome to the Hot Mess Mom, a podcast where we can just chill, catch up on life things, recap our favorite Bravo shows or anything really going on TV or streaming. Talk about the books we're reading, anything really going on in pop culture. So grab your favorite beverage, whether it's some coffee, tea, anything that quenches your thirst. Welcome again to the Hot Mess Mom. I am so glad you're here. Happy weekend. It's Saturday morning. By the time this gets posted, it'll be afternoon. So happy afternoon. Good afternoon. Okay. And if you're listening to this in the evening, good evening. That sounds very formal, right? And if you're listening to this in the morning, good morning. It has been a busy week. I'm excited to give a few life updates. And I have thought about what I'm going to say, but I still don't know what I'm going to say because, cat's out of the bag now-ish. I started talking to someone. The last podcast episode that I recorded, I had said that I had given another chance to someone that I ghosted before, and I actually ghosted him twice. Well, dude, he ended up ghosting me. But like, honestly, I wasn't in it. I really wasn't. I don't know. I didn't have like flutters. I didn't have like, I wasn't into it. Like I don't know. It was just to talk to someone over the summer. Like, I don't know. I really didn't. And I don't even feel some type of way either about him ghosting me, because it's like, oh, well, thank God for that. Like, because it was just kind of like, well, now I don't have to be like considerate of someone that I don't really even want to talk to. You know what I mean? If anything, it didn't even feel, and maybe his intention for all I know was to make me feel the way he felt, you know, like with me ghosting him twice. But didn't even work. Like, I didn't feel any type of way about it. If anything, I was like relieved, you know? So, yeah. And then I think that was on Monday, maybe. Then Tuesday was just a regular day. Then Wednesday, I started talking to someone else. And my goodness, I'm smitten over this man. Feel excited. And yeah, so like we literally did a lot of messaging back and forth. And then I think it was just like too much messaging. Like, there was always a lot to say in the conversations we were having. Like, for example, literally his first text message that came in when he told me, like, hey, it's me. I was like, oh, hey, you know, hey, what's up? You know, he's like, okay, so you said, you said that you like reading. Like, what are you currently reading? Like, and what do you like to read? And I had to text back and I sent him a long message like, okay. This is what I'm currently reading by this author, and this author also writes these books, and like, and just like kind of like, it was a long message. And so like our conversation that we always end up having always ends up being a lot. And like, even if we're, for example, because we're playing 21 questions, we'll go on detours. Like, he has really good like chat, you know, like he's really good to talk to, really easy to talk to. And he, in other words, like, he matches my freak. Like, your girl has to have a podcast because she talks so much, you know? There's no other way to let it out, or no other outlet. And so from a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, today's Saturday, like, every single day we'll talk at night. And, like, you guys, the first night that we talked on the phone, we talked for like 5.5 hours until he fell asleep. But it's like, I haven't been on the phone like that, to where you are there was never awkward silences. There was never, like, it was just back and forth and back and forth, like, just constant, like, you know. And he also has kids, and they're with him right now too. And, like, in all of these years that I've been single, I've not only done work on myself, healed from my past, everything that I went through, and y'all were there for a lot of it too. Like, I've had this podcast for, is it 2 years now? I just wasn't as consistent as I would have liked, but I don't know. I've had it for a while. And I think even when I first started this podcast, I was still, like, struggling with moving on and going through a lot. So if you're fortunate enough to have those episodes from the beginning, I'm sure they're still there. That was rough. That first episode, I was going through a lot. But anyway, in all of this time that I've done all my healing and, like, realized what kind of boundaries I want to set, like, what I really want, you know, in a partner and in whoever I'm going to spend the rest of my life with, like, that kind of thing. One thing that was a big deal to me was what kind of a father he'd be. And the reason that I have that as one of my big things is because I didn't know, like, what to look for when I first met he who shall not be named. Because I didn't have kids. I didn't know what to look for and what would be considered an awesome dad, you know? And he's, without revealing too much information, because I do want to respect his privacy, but he's a very present father, and I admire how he is as a dad. And this is just me personally, I would prefer it if he who shall not be named was present in her life, and she knew who he was, and he knew her. And they got to spend quality time together all the time, over being financially supported in helping with taking care of her. Like, I would prefer that, because that does more harm. The way that our setup is, you know, they don't know each other. Like, I think if she sees a picture of him, she'll know who he is. But she's already, the question has already come up, like, where's D-A-D-D-Y? And I'll just tell her, because I don't know what to say, like, and I don't even know if she understands, like, I think she does, but I'll just tell her, like, he's far away, like, I don't know, I don't know, and I don't even know if she knows what far away means, but I kind of just console her, I don't leave her hanging or anything like that, but that's hard. But anyway, so I would prefer that, because that kind of setup, if he were more in her life, present, she knew who he was, they spent time together all the time, that does so much more for her and her heart and her mind and her upbringing than actually being financially supported. Like, I mean, I've been doing it all this time anyway, you know? And so back to boy. I don't know what to call him. I need to give him a nickname here. What should we give him? I don't know. We'll circle back on that. Y'all need to help me come up with a nickname for him. Mr. Perfect. He'll be Mr. Perfect. Still have not, like, if you, and we've also video chatted already too, so that's great, because at least he can like actually see me and I could see him, and we can like bounce off of each other's reactions and stuff, which is like, it's so much better that way. Like, video chatting is like, but way better than just talking on the phone. But anyway, in all of the time, every single night, we talk for hours. Like, it's not just a quick phone call or anything like that. Like, once we're ready, like, it's ready, like, maybe 9:10, we'll get on the phone and talk it up. So, in all of that talking and back and forth and conversation, like, I have yet to see a red flag. And for me, usually a red flag will come up in the first 2 weeks. Like, you know, so my role, I don't even know if I talked about my role. I think I did. I feel like I did. It's like something that's instrumental to why, like, me dating and all that. My rule is I give someone 2 weeks before I would even consider meeting them, or would even consider, like, I don't know. Like, I need to give them that 2 weeks where we're just talking. And eventually, like, a red flag is going to come up. And it's worked. Like, it's worked. And maybe it should be a little longer. But, guys have a hard time putting on an act, you know? And the colors will eventually be revealed. And so that's always been my role. I didn't mention another thing is that he doesn't live here. He's not local. He lives less than a day of travel away, but it's still a commute, you know? That's another thing. So I don't know. Like, am I ready to be disappointed when, like, maybe, I don't know. I just don't want to end up getting hurt. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, I just don't want to end up getting hurt. And yeah, I don't want to get too much into it, because, like, it's only been, what, 4 days? And I think I'm going to record a separate podcast episode for the Patreon regarding, like, details. But yeah, guys, all green flags. I'm so smitten and excited. And he makes me feel like I'm like the queen of the world. Like, I feel like, there's no ick. Like, I haven't felt an ick. I haven't felt, geez, I'm just like, there must be something wrong with you. Like, there must be something wrong with you. But yeah, so I'm pretty happy. We'll see how that goes, right? All right, you guys, I didn't know how long this, like, segment was gonna take. I don't really have much else to report. Everything else is just cool. 4th of July was great. It was fun. Got to spend some time with family. Really enjoyed myself. And that's pretty much it. We got Hurricane Beryl coming, but I think we're in the clear. Like, I think we're just going to get, like, outer rain bands, and it's not going to be that bad. That's pretty much it. So with that being said, let's go ahead and dive into UK. Oh my gosh. Oh Lord. And so where we last left off, the last episode, they're still in Casa, and the last episode that I recapped was the episode on Monday, if I'm not mistaken, because I think I podcasted Tuesday. So we're picking back up on Tuesday's episode, July 2nd. Matilda, my notes that I took for all of the CASA episodes, like, they're not as long as they had been. Like, all my, like, my notes for an episode are pretty long, but the CASA ones weren't, just because I was just like, it's hard to watch CASA episodes. Like, you don't really want to talk about all the details. You kind of know what happens. So I'm going to try my best to just, like, just explain what happens, you know? One thing I wanted to talk about was that Blaze, this man, no, not Blaze, Blade. I think his name is Blade, because I remember seeing a meme of, like, the movie Blade and his face on top of it, on top of the Blade guy. He was stirring the pot. He was stirring the pot. It's so weird to, and Blade, guys, for those of you who don't have any context, Blade is a big, tall, buff guy. Like, so knowing that about this man, it's weird to see a man doing stirring of the pot that's, like, giving female energy. Like, it's odd. So that's, I don't know. I just thought it was interesting because he mentioned that Will should have only had eyes for Uma and not consider speaking to Jesse. I don't even remember that. I don't remember him actually considering to speak to Jesse. And Jesse, for a refresher, is talking to Joey, or not talking to Joey. She's in a couple with Joey. But anyway, so there's that. And then there was an instance, I don't know if it's in this episode or which episode it's in, where Grace was talking to Mosiah at night in the evening or whatever, and Blade just literally comes up and steals her. And I realize now that I don't like that. Like, I like when men are clear in their intention, like, it's bold, you know, and shows that they, I don't know, but not like that, where you have to push somebody down or push them out of the way so that you can walk all over them, like, so that you can get to the same place that they're trying to get to. Like, that's not cool. And if you remember a couple episodes back, when Omar was still in the villa, way before CASA, Sean did that to Omar. So Matilda had come in as a bombshell, and Omar was also getting to know Matilda, and Sean ended up stealing her from their chat. And Omar got really, like, bugged out about it, and he ended up telling him, like, if we keep stealing her, like, if you steal her from me while I'm having a chat with her, and then I steal her from you while you're having a chat with her, nobody's going to get any chatting done. Like, nobody's going to actually have actual chats. Like, her little, sounded like a yawn. And so, and then, to add insult to injury, Sean ends up telling the guys, like, let's vote him out, like, because then I'll 100% have a shot with Matilda. And so it was just very slimy, snaky, and that, all that good stuff. And while I was rooting for Sean, I just didn't like that. Like, I don't know. And so that ended up happening with Blade and Mosiah. And so I truly, truly thought, I don't know, I think I'm getting my head of myself. I was going to talk about when they recoupled already. Okay. I also noticed that we didn't get a lot of Connor in these episodes, and we got more of him, like, towards the end of CASA, but I thought that was a little odd. I was not happy with AO in this episode. He ended up taking that Jessica girl to the hideaway, and then Will kissed, I don't even remember who he kissed, but that's basically, like, the main things that happened in that episode. So the next episode was Wednesday's episode, July 3rd. So it was that episode that Blade went and interrupted Mosiah. So in this next episode, Grace ends up pulling Mosiah from his conversation with Blade. And I like that she did that. And then she also took him to go give him a kiss. But I honestly thought like that she was leaning more towards Mosiah. Like I really did. And I don't know what happened, but I was happy that she did that, like to give him that time and all that good stuff. But then in this episode, Sean gets so weird with Diamante and he comes off so creepy. The way that I can put it is he came off as if he has never spoken to a girl before or he's never been right next to a girl. It was weird. And then for Diamante to go back to tell Ruby that he told her that she'd look better sleeping with him than with Ruby, that was like kind of shady. I didn't like the way it was with Jessica, where he was just putting so much energy into her, and I don't feel like he gave that same kind of energy to Mimi. Like, where was that energy, you know? All the while, like, Mimi's like staying loyal to him in Casa, so that was rough to see. Then he ends up taking her to the terrace, and you can tell though, like he literally has goo-goo eyes for Jessica. Real quick, you guys, I'm sorry to interrupt our regularly scheduled programming, but we have a special guest here who wants to say a few words. So I'm going to go ahead and hand over the mic.
Hi guys, welcome to the POTS.
Podcast.
And we're back. That was really cute. Ugh, I can't with her. She's like, I hope you like it. So back to what I was saying. I was talking about Ayo and Jessica. I definitely think that he, at this point of Casa, it's like very apparent. It's very apparent that he's likely going to bring Jessica back. So, oh man, it was so rough. It was just so rough knowing and seeing it all go down, you know? I didn't like how in this episode, Jess felt like she had sort of some kind of claim on Ugo. Just because she hasn't had a connection in the other house. Like, how is that Matilda's fault? Like, I didn't like, and I get she's valid, right? She's valid in her feelings. You know, it's like I hear you, you know? But literally they're all there to look like explore connections. So you can't get mad. Like, nobody owes anything to anybody else. Nobody's obligated for anything. Like, sure, you can be friends, but if you guys both decided to put yourself into a villa in the position to where everyone is going to be thinking about themselves and exploring connections for themselves, because who are they walking out with someone they want to like be in love with and like spend the rest of their life with? Like, ultimately the friends part of it is just a cherry on top. And this is just my opinion, you know? And so I didn't agree. And maybe it's because I have some sort of like dislike towards Jess. But I didn't like that she was all mad over it. Like, no, you know? And Matilda, like, I don't know. I don't know. So anyway, I was really surprised at Joey sleeping on a daybed during Casa. The terrace scene with Connor and Emma was really cute, where he asked her about her acrylics. That came in the episode a little later in the evening. Then he asked her about her lashes, and then he has her pick up her sunglasses like, oh, let me see. And when she does, he leans in to give her a kiss. It was so cute. I was really happy for him. He didn't have anybody in the villa. He was in a friendship couple with Grace. And just to like cherry on top, like Emma's really pretty. So I'm really happy for him. And that's the end of that episode. Like, nothing really major happened. I didn't take such like, again, detailed notes or anything, because it's rough to watch. So Those are the main things that were going on in that episode. But then Thursday's episode, dun, 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 the recoupling episode happens. And they got into it right away. They did not wait. They did not give us like these back and forth, like, I don't know what to do. And I know I got a big decision to make. And like, what I will say is that USA did that. They dragged it way too much. So I was very pleasantly surprised to see that they got into it right away. And Connor went first, and he came in being recoupled with Emma. Grace, I'm pretty sure, was happy. Then Grace ended up finding a connection in Casa. She walked in with Blade. I was not happy. I still think that she should have chosen Messiah, but it is what it is, right? Like, these people are going to do what they want to do. You can totally tell that Joey was feeling incredibly jealous inside. Like, he was unraveling. You can just tell in his face. The Sean and Matilda scene was so cute. They ended up both sticking with each other. I don't know why I got so emotional. I was just so happy to see that they both chose each other. And Demonte got hurt going back and forth with Matilda when they were like just making snarky comments to each other. And it was really like, within the time that we've been watching UK, Matilda's very bubbly. She's very kind. She's a really good girl, like, you know? And it was nice to see that like spicy side of Matilda. It was interesting. She's normally not like that, but I'm glad that she gave it back, right? Like, if it was being served, she reciprocated and met that energy with Demonte. I will also say, next was Kieran and Nicole. And as much as like as annoying as it is, right, the way she is with him and things that have happened, right, like little arguments or disputes that they have between each other, like, I was so proud of like Kieran remaining faithful to Nicole. Like, he gives me hope in men. I sobbed when they had their scene. It was so wholesome. I really, 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 really do want it to work out for them outside in real life. Trey and Jess ended up both twisting to their person in Casa. They had just gotten into a couple right before Casa, so I wouldn't say it's as bad as something like Mimi and Ayo. But I don't know why they made it seem so dramatic. Like, they were like, oh, well, you know, la la la. Like, they just made little, like, comments to each other. And I was like, why are you guys so, like, mad? Like, like, I don't know. It was just, like, they were barely getting to know each other. It wasn't even, like, I don't know. I think it was made a bigger deal than it should have been by each one of them. Then Will came next, and they ended up both sticking with each other, but Will ended up admitting during like the fire pit scene that he had kisses with his connection in Casa, and Uma was not happy. She literally went from like being so over the moon to like her like face and demeanor completely shifted. She was like, oh, heck no, you know? She was incredibly faithful and loyal and like deserved that same kind of respect in return. I 1000% back that. Ayo was the last, and I knew it. I freaking knew it. I literally wrote in my notes, I will never forgive Ayo for this. I was a little shook, and it was expected. Like, I don't know why I was shook. It was expected, you know, but I was livid. Then I found it a little interesting, like, why was Jess crying? Like, you got what you wanted, you know what I mean? Like, she didn't care about Mimi when he was making his connection with Ayo, you know? And now you care? So, and then I wrote electric chair. Like, I don't know. I thought it was, like, not, I don't know. How can you be crying when this is what you wanted, right? You know? Mimi ended up saying this was a test for the outside and you failed miserably. And 100% he did. I still to this day think that Mimi is a queen. And she already had a great mind on her own. Like, she was very mature, had a good mindset. And it just shows her character, like who she is as a woman with someone. And I hope she finds her king. And then, like, just thank God that she didn't end up with him, you know? I'm also 100% behind Uma. And she said, she's like, I looked like an idiot up there. Like, I would have felt the same exact way. After she was like so excited, and then she just finds out everything he did. Mimi ends up saying to Ayo, I want someone that's going, jeez, that was rough. It was rough to see their conversation. She ends up telling him, I want someone to be sure that they want me. Like, she's like, I went into Casa knowing that I had feelings for you. And he's like, it doesn't mean I'm unsure. I was like, it doesn't mean I'm unsure? It doesn't mean that I'm unsure? What do you mean? Like, you know what I mean? And so, and then the next episode was yesterday's episode, Friday. So I didn't realize that I didn't take that many notes for yesterday's episode. Not a lot happened, but I just wrote down that the boys were literally pooping their pants over forgetting to not mention certain things about Casa, and then the girls finding out and it seeming like they were withholding information. But, and man, I feel like it, even then guys would just downplay it, you know what I mean? Like, even if they're like, oh, I was honest with you, but they're gonna so downplay it, like it wasn't as bad. And then Mimi, there's a scene where Mimi's sitting at the fire pit. Like, she, like, held her own really well, like, the night of the recoupling. And I think it was because it was just, like, kind of, like, shock. Like, you don't know how to react to it yet. And then later, you just, like, sit in and you just, like, feel. Like, you know? So I think that she finally had her feel moment. And she started crying. And it was, like, one of those hard cries. And I was, like, dang. Like, I didn't realize she really... Like, the way that she was crying, like, she probably had feelings for him, like, at that point, you know? And it was so sad and so hard and to watch, you know? Then the girls end up getting a text that Diamante and, I don't remember the girl's name, the girl that was talking to Will, want to have a sit down with Uma and Matilda. And that was interesting, but they end up finding everything out. Then in this episode as well, Nicole and the girl, there's a girl that was in Casa and she ends up being brought back by Trey. And it's just so funny. And this same girl, Kieran, actually knew. And she ends up telling Nicole that it was more than just a few sporadic messages here and there. This girl ends up saying that they were messaging for months. When you're saying something like messaging for months, it makes it seem like you're doing literal back and forth conversation every single day for this amount of time. What I understood, and I believe Kieran, like, I don't know why, I believe Kieran, because the way this girl is moving is suspicious. Don't be suspicious. And I didn't like the way she was moving, so I don't believe her, like the way that she's like over exaggerating it. And Nicole and Kieran end up having an argument over that, and it's kind of like, ay, Nicole, like, let it go, like, let it go, let, like, you know everything about him and his past, like, you need to let it go and not let it bother you, because you can't judge someone on their past. Like, that's the thing, like, you know, like, just from the now and the future, you know, and the more that you let it bother you, the more that it's going to eat away at you and it's going to take away, and you're just going to be like, having resentment that's not even like legitimate, because it wasn't even actually done to you. Like, it's just your thoughts deceiving you, you know what I mean? And so they end up getting into it, and I approve of this message that Kieran ended up confronting that girl right after. And I was like, okay. Okay. Then the last thing that I took notes on was that Mimi was going through it. She ends up having a chat that evening with Jess, and they clear the air a little bit. I liked how Jess seemed very genuine in that conversation. I'm not sure if that's really the kind of person she is, but that's what I got from that. She actually seems like a kind person, but like not like how Daya is from USA. All that to say, UK is giving. It's giving, you know. I don't know why I didn't take that many notes. Maybe it wasn't that, like, now it's not as interesting. The recoupling episode was holy cow. But that's all I've got for UK. We'll see what happens. I think the next episode is actually going to be, so we have After the Sun, or I think that's what it's called, After the Sun. That episode should be dropping tonight. I mean, like, today. But I don't watch those episodes. I didn't watch it for UK. I did watch it for USA. You end up finding out things that, like for example, Andrea had from USA has dated Maluma. Like, I would have never known that if I didn't watch After the Sun. For USA, I might watch it if I'm, like, in desperate need of something to watch. But I don't think I will. So we have After the Sun today for UK and USA. So no new episodes today. But the show will be returning tomorrow, and yeah, it'll be a good break, right? This is a perfect time to podcast over these episodes. The next episode, tomorrow's episode, will be movie night, and movie night is basically producers compile everything, footage, conversations, actions, all the things, guys, of what went down in Casa Amor. So yeah, that's going to be good. All right, so let's go ahead and jump into USA. USA. Oh, my goodness. USA. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I do want to issue a disclaimer because in my last podcast, I made it very known that I was a little confused on the communication that was given to both the guys and the girls regarding the guys going to Casa from USA. And my misunderstanding was that the guys were told that they could either leave the villa for good or go to Casa and continue to test that relationship and then, you know, see what happens, whatever, whatever. And the girls were told that the guys were given the option to stay in the villa with the girls. Or go to Casa. And so that's where I was kind of confused. But I realized, like, once I watched the next episode, which was Tuesday's episode, they end up saying, pack your bags and leave or stay in the villa. And I didn't hear that. So my bad. But I did want to issue that correction and let you guys know that I misunderstood. All right. So Tuesday's episode, on July 2nd, we pick back up with Aaron and Destiny telling her, like, he agrees to cuddle with her, but he's not going to do anything. We cut to a scene of Miguel definitely. Miguel's such a you-know-what boy, you know? Like, oh, it's so horrible. Like, and oh my gosh. I was already going to start talking about last night's episode, but we'll get there. At that point, I was like, he's definitely not going to go back to Leah. I think that the girl he's into, Sierra, I think that he's into her way more than she's into him. But it could also just be her personality, you know? There was a scene where Leah and Ignacio, they call him Iggy too, that there was a scene in this episode where he told her, like, please don't boop me. the way that I laughed out loud during that part, I laughed so hard because if we remember, Leah booped Connor, like she rubbed his hair and booped him on his nose. And it was just so funny. In that moment, I was like, man, like, Ignacio's really rubbing on me. Like, I like him. Not sure if it's got to do with his language barrier, but he's just, like, also really cute too. I think in this episode también, Josiah is talking to Janae, and, like, honestly, I thought he was coming on too strong. And then Kenny, I didn't like a girl that ended up sleeping with Kenny that night, she's light complected, blonde hair. I don't know her name. Like, she didn't make, the only thing I remember is her saying like the kitty was purring, and I was like, don't talk like that, like, you know. Kayla and Serena ended up sleeping in soul ties during the all that CASA part. Serena actually ended up crying that episode because I think she realized what she had, and she didn't know what she had when she had it. And I definitely think, like, she was realizing that she's developed feelings for him, you know. At this point, Cordell has already messed up, and the way that I felt at this point was like, this day a girl needs to go. She's, oh man, I hate to talk like negatively, because like this always ends up happening, right, with like CASA girls. But this girl's coming on very aggressive. It's as if she already knew who he was. She seems like she's only like into him because of his brother. And like, I just do not agree. Like, not agree. I don't think her intentions are real and pure and genuine. I think that she's just chasing that, what, clout? Is that what it is? But again, CASA episodes are hard to take notes over, and I just couldn't bring myself to take notes about every single thing. So we pick up on the next episode with Kendall. It's because I see Kendall and Cordell. Kendall. We end up picking back up with Kendall and Cordell, and Kendall is actually firing him up to continue with Daya. And I'm like, I didn't like it how long it took them to get up in the morning. How, like, I just don't understand how he could be so comfortable with somebody else. Like, it's just so hard, you know, to watch, and it's hurtful. I'm not even like the one who actually experienced what Serena did, you know. So then we cut to a scene where Leah makes says this line, and I was like, yes. I don't know what they were talking about. I think they were talking about one of the challenges, and she's like, Miguel lives for this, because he did. He did end up living for it. But anyway, Janae is connecting with lookalike Brad. What's his name? I already forgot his name. At this point, the way that the guys are now with all the CASA girls, like, it's literally like they replaced the girls. They were treating the girls exactly the way they treated the original Villa girls, and it was really messed up. I was just like, oh, like, and it just goes to show that the girls in the Villa are now easily replaceable. Like, they just replace, you know. I will say this scene in this episode, the challenge that happened in this episode, I'm just going to say it was the Raunchy Races episode, and it was disgusting. Like, I've been listening to I listened to Danny Pellegrino's podcast. It's called Everything Iconic, and he recaps in depth like all the Housewives and Bravo shows, like the main ones. He's into like all of the ones that I'm into. And he's updating on he hasn't dropped a podcast episode in 2 weeks, like a one based off of real-time TV. And but he is on his Instagram speaking on Love Island USA, and he's a little bit behind. I think he said he was 2 episodes behind this morning. And and this morning he was just like, how can these girls kiss these guys? the guys, you know that they're drinking those protein shakes and eating grilled cheese sandwiches, and I'm sure their mouths, or like their breath isn't it smells, and I don't know. It was just, and he's like, and talk about germs. I was like, oh Lord, he hasn't even seen the run. I don't think he's gotten the chance to see the Raunchy Races episode. Not just that, but the episode from 4th of July. And we're going to get into it. But this Raunchy Racist episode, that last one, was like, dude, what am I seeing right now? Like, what am I watching? Like, it just felt, I felt so uncomfortable. It was, I just, okay. However, in this episode, this is the 4th of July episode, Thursday's episode. Oh, it was disgusting. And try watching this episode. Okay, so let me just tell you, if you're just like literally listening to this podcast to just I don't know, I hope you're watching the show along with us, but basically in the challenge they have to transfer 4th of July food by mouth. Like they have to get it with their mouth and then give it to the person in line. Like it's kind of like a relay race kind of. And then the person who grabs it from the person has to give it to the next person. They have to do it with like hot dog wieners. They have to do it with ketchup. And then they have to do it with like pork. It was so disgusting. So now, knowing that, right? Imagine what it's like to be watching this scene while eating. Like, oh my gosh. Like I had to put down my food and like not even look at it. Like I couldn't even look at it the same. After watching that scene, it was so disgusting. Oh my gosh. So I cannot wait to hear Danny's take on that. He's gonna be like, what the? Then later in the episode, Janae is getting pulled by both dudes. I only remember Josiah's name for some reason. I really wish she would have chosen one of them, but then we ended up having a new conversation between Kane and Liv. And yeah, then the episode ended with the girls getting the video of what Aaron and Cordell are basically up to in Casa. And it was really sad. So that was Thursday's episode. Then Friday's episode, we just see Serena and Kaylor going through it, and like Kaylor just like keeps torturing herself with watching the video over and over and over and over and over and over again. And I'm proud of Serena for being as strong as she was, like the way she handled herself. Serena ends up saying in her like interview or whatever, have some respect for me, but also have some respect for yourself. Aaron decides at the beginning of this episode that he's going to stop talking to Daniela. And I thought it was really interesting and funny that, like, you know those memes that say like, no one, Rob, I'm leaving the villa too, and then he doesn't even end up leaving. Well, no one, Rob, I'm not gonna talk to Daniela, she likes you a lot, but then he ends up pulling Daniela for a chat. Like, dude, like, you are not a man of your word. Like, you don't mean what you say, you know? Like, he just moves so like a snake. He's so slimy. Like, I can't. And guys, during the recoupling scene, the amount of eye rolls that he gave, I hope his eyes get stuck. I hope his eyes get stuck. Anyway, oh man. Then Kenny's all, oof. I was mad at him too. I was mad at him too. He was talking to some girl, and I don't even remember her name, obviously. And then this girl, Catherine, comes up out of nowhere, and, like, he kisses her, and it was, and then, oh, okay, fine. So I'm not going to get into it because we're not at the recoupling yet. But, yeah, so, like I said, producers stretched out this time from the text coming in of the recoupling happening in the evening. And the boys just saying they don't know what to do. And it's just like, get to it already. Like, be like UK. Get to it already. Liv, all right, let's do recoupling. Time for recoupling. This is when it all goes down. So Liv ends up choosing Kane, which is nice, right? I'm really happy for them. I really want happiness for Liv, man. Like, she's a good friend. And I want her to find happiness. Nicole and Kendall ended up both staying loyal to each other. And that part made me emotional. I really like them together, you guys. Like, I want them to win because they both seem like really good people, and they both, like, their connection seems real. Like, it'll work out outside the villa. in real life. Oh, the next up was Leah. And Leah the clown decided to remain loyal to Miguel. But of course, we knew Miguel came back with Sierra. He was smitten. He was smitten beyond with her. So I guess that's kind of how I knew that he was going to. Leah said that she, like, you know, still liked him after the fact. I was like, Leah, girl, Leah, like, she's a bit of a hot mess. She needs to, like, realize her worth and, like, have stronger boundaries. Like, learn from Serena. Ay, ay, ay. I still like him. Like, no, girl, no, don't. Please don't like him. Like, no, you need to find somebody that's going to always choose you. Like, you want to be with someone who's going to always choose you and choose you first. You don't want to be the rebound. And she's been the rebound all the time with Rob. You know what I mean? Now Miguel, it's like, dude, are you, like, no, you know? Ay, 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 ay. Then we have Kenny and Janae. And of course, Janae ended up sticking with him. But Kenny came back with Catherine, homegirl that just, like, slithered her way in at the very end. And I'm upset about it. And Janae was like, I'm going to leave. Like, Ari, I want to go. Like, grab my suitcase. And I feel bad for Janae. Janae deserves to have someone who's all about her and everything. And I wish she would have chosen one of the guys from Casa. But Kenny flaked. And I'm so disappointed. I really thought that he was going to come back with nobody. But it's okay. And you know what, too? Like, I believe that if he would have come back with nobody and then they have movie night, I know she would have forgiven him for all of that, like, for whatever he did in Casa. And, like, it wasn't even as bad. Like, Kenny did in Casa is nowhere comparable to what Aaron and Rob did, you know? So I just know, and man, they could have been solid. I'm so sad. Oh my goodness. I wish that Kayla ended up choosing someone so that they could have a chance to find someone in the villa with bombshells coming in, or, like, if I'm not sure how much more, how many more episodes are going to come. I think this show runs all the way to the end of July. So she ends up not choosing anyone. And I just really wish that she would have chosen Ignacio, because he helped her, you know. Let's see. Then the scene that ended up happening was just such good TV. And she ends up telling him, and okay, let's break this down a little bit. So Kayla decides to stay single. She does a little speech, and then Aaron comes out. And Aaron, I think he's an actor. I think he's an actor, because he came back thinking that he was going to come back to Kayla. And he has this moment where, like, he turns around like, oh my gosh, this is unbelievable. I can't believe it, all happy. And Kayla, chef's kiss. She ends up pretending that she's happy. And then he's all excited. Like, you can tell he's excited as he's walking towards the fire pit. And the girl starts saying, not yet, Aaron. Not yet, Aaron. And it was like, oh my gosh, okay, it's about to go down. So finally, they start talking to each other. And she's like, I received a video. And want to guess what I saw? And he goes, well, tell me what you saw. And I'll tell you. And I'm like, tell me what you saw? Tell me what you saw first? No. No. Based on what we saw on last night's episode, he showed no remorse. He should have been remorseful. He knows. He knows everything he did. Why would producers or a video be sent to the girls and it's not something to be concerned over, you know? And so what ends up happening is, Kayla decides to stay single. Aaron stays single. Then Rob was next. you guys, he comes back with Daniela, and this girl's laughing like she's eating it up. And as he's walking out with Daniela, Kaylor starts clapping for Rob. She starts clapping for him because she's happy for him. But she doesn't realize that it's Daniela. It's the same girl that was with Aaron from the video that she got. And then it's like, no, it's not. Like, she's like, no, it's not. Like, in denial, kind of. And it's like, wow. And then Liv ends up saying, like, it's already weird enough that they share the same toothbrush. And that was just like, dang. And so, oof, yeah. It gave Ravenhood. If you guys know what the Ravenhood series is, I liked the books. They're all right. But it was giving Ravenhood. And it was just, and they had this whole plan. Like, Aaron didn't even think before he told Daniela, like, that she should go talk to Rob. Because then after he realized, like, that means Daniela would be going back to the villa and Kaylor would see her. Like, he didn't think about it. Like, men are dumb. Men are so dumb. And then, of course, finally, last but not least, Serena. Serena also ends up deciding to stay single like Kaylor. And Cordell came back with Daya. And it was just, it was, I just literally got goosebumps right now just thinking about, like, how it all went down. Like, I'm just, like, thinking about that scene where Cordell's walking out with her and he's literally got his head down, like, ashamed. And I'm like, oh, no. If you have the balls to bring this girl back, say it with your whole chest, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no, don't be coming in with your tail behind, like, between your legs. Like, no. Oh my gosh. And then Daya having to tell him, like, no, you need to have your head held high. You need to have your head held high. Like, shut up. And then, oh, Serena ripped him to shreds. She ripped him to shreds. And I'm going to say it now, and I'm going to stand by it. I'm going to stand by what I'm about to say, and I'm going to continue to stand by what I have to say. I 1,000% am 10 toes behind Serena. And it can be a hot take, but I don't agree with the way this all went down. I would have been exactly like Serena in the villa. I would have taken my time and would have been a slow burner because I've been through the exact same thing she has. I've been through it. And you have to be guarded. You have to have boundaries. You have to do that, and you have to protect yourself. And what ended up happening? You know, what ended up happening? And she just gave it to him. And I was just like, it was the best. Like, that's going to go down in history. And so, agree with me or not, but I am 1,000% 10 toes behind her. Have her back. And go off, queen, you know, like, go off. So yeah, guys, that's pretty much it. That episode, I'll never forget that episode. I kind of want to watch it again, to be honest. I do. I think I'm going to watch it again. That's how good it was, you know? So yeah, guys, that's the end of our Love Island recap. It's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 4 episodes worth of UK, 3 episodes worth of USA, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, yeah. And it was just, oh my goodness. I'm excited for the next episode of UK movie night. It's going to be good. Oh my goodness. It's going to be good. Not sure what's coming up in the next episode of USA. I can't remember what was in the previews, but it's going to be good, you guys. Like, it's, we'll see. We'll see how it all goes down. But that's all I've got. So I think I'm going to wait to podcast. Maybe I'll podcast on Wednesday next week, since there will be no episode, or maybe Thursday. I really want to at least drop 2 episodes a week instead of 1 episode, because then there's just too much to talk about. I don't want these episodes to end up being like an hour and 30 minutes long. An hour is perfect, a perfect cutoff time. But I don't want to like talk very little. So yeah. Anyway, thanks you guys. Thanks so much for listening to The Hot Mess Mom. We will keep, you know, keep on keeping on. Keep watching Love Island. Keep doing these recaps. And yeah, see where this goes with Mr. Perfect, right? Make sure to please subscribe, review, and follow. I have my podcast Instagram that I don't use that much. I probably need to. You can follow me over there at the hot mess mom. Sorry, The Hot Mess Mom. My personal IG is That Fifth Grade Teacher, and I went ahead and linked the Apple Podcast link and the Spotify, and I linked my Patreon. So go ahead and go support your girl, because life is hard. And I love you guys so much. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend, and I'll catch you guys on the next one. Be safe, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.